Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. You get to control the content, so what you see there at freetalklive.com was placed there by listeners like you. You can submit the content, and you can also vote either up or down, whether you like or dislike whatever it is that you see there. So I appreciate everybody who takes the time to go over and share stories on our site. Could be a YouTube video, could be a news blog post, or could be whatever you want to put up there. And then people vote. Go to freetalklive.com. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
All right, so to start things out tonight, I think I mentioned this on Saturday night. We'd kind of gotten into some level of religious discussion there. And what the news here, the headline from the Telegraph, is America losing faith? Atheism on the rise, but still in the shadows.
Hallelujah.
At first glance, the group of scruffy-looking students could be attending a meeting of any old debating club, but as they begin to speak, it soon becomes clear that they all share the same secret. A shy young woman is among the first. She admits she's still a long way from telling her parents the truth about herself. My closest friends know, she says, but where I come from, I only know one other person like me who was a teacher. I will tell my parents in the end. I can't now, at least, not until I'm financially independent. Going around the circle, each member shares their story and says whether or not they are out of the closet. But while they use the lexicon of the gay and lesbian movement, they are not speaking of their sexuality. They are not gay or lesbian, but atheist and agnostic. A decade ago, a group of non-believers meeting publicly...
Agnostic? People that just don't know?
Apparently.
Okay.
Well, people that don't claim to know.
If you're brought up in an ultra-religious household, where you're expected to go through certain religious rites over time and have been doing this with your parents, and you've been kind of going along to get along, and over that whole period of time, you've been questioning, and you've become agnostic, that I could see how that could be as scary as coming out as an atheist. Like, if you were in that religious kind of family where there's a Bible in every room, and there's, you know, quotes from Jesus on the wall, and things like that, I could imagine that.
I could see in certain groups of people, if they're religious, that if you were to suggest that you had questions about their beliefs, that or that you didn't take it for what they said, that you didn't take it literally, that maybe they would want to, you know, basically ostracize you.
Well, they would probably try to intervene and save you before they
would
turn
yeah.
to immediate ostracism. I wouldn't expect that out of
it
most
depends.
Christians. Yeah, I guess you're right. It would depend on how hardcore particular belief system. Now, Allie, did you grow up in a religious household? What was your
My household
story?
Was not religious, but I was a born-again Christian when I was, I think, 11 or something like that. I decided that I wanted to become ultra-religious.
This was without influence of parents?
Yeah, no, this was a personal choice. And then I basically happened at Jesus camp. And then for the rest of the time I was a Christian, I was terrified that my parents weren't religious enough.
Oh, wow.
Because I never heard them quoting the Bible or talking about Jesus much. And so in my little evangelist heart, I was worried that my parents were going to go to hell.
I am fascinated by this, and I want to get further into it. But let's dig into what's happening with the atheists that are afraid about coming out. But I did take a note, Allie, so we're going to come back to that. But a decade ago, a group of non-believers meeting publicly on a university campus like this one at Virginia Tech would have been rare. But over the last 5 years, the number of student free thinker groups in the U.S. has begun to snowball from 100 in 2007. Their number has leapt to more than 350 today, according to the nationwide Secular Student Alliance. Their growth reflects a rapid shift in attitudes toward religion in America among young people, with one recent Pew poll finding that more than one-third of Americans aged 18 to 29 now say they have no religious affiliation. That's more than a third of young Americans. More than a third of, I think basically that's the millennials, 18 to 29, compared to less than 10% of their grandparents' generation. While America still remains outwardly far more religious than Europe, the sudden rise of the nuns, as they were dubbed by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, has raised the question of whether the U.S. is on the cusp of a dramatic sea change in attitude towards religion in public life.
Is nun like N-O-N-E?
N-O-N-E, yeah.
Okay, because I was like, that's...
As in, I'm checking none on a box religions. So the recent shift in the gay marriage debate is evidence, say secularists, of how fast entrenched public attitudes can change. A decade ago, just 30% of Americans supported gay marriage. Today, the figure is consistently over 55%. A decade from now, will attitudes toward religion have followed suit? And yet, despite the softening approach of the younger generation toward religion in this fiercely Bible-minded corner of Virginia, many atheists and agnostics still feel they must live in the shadows. In 2 days of interviews, at least half of the avowed non-believers declined to be named in the Telegraph, citing fears that they would be ostracized by friends, family, churches, and even their employers. And this is a legitimate concern, and maybe you are in a similar situation. Maybe you are one of the hidden atheists. And it's easy for us on this radio show, where many of our co-hosts are openly atheist, it's easy for us to discuss these matters. We don't have the same, especially since we're kind of transplants here as part of the Free State Project. All of us in this room tonight have moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So we don't have the same kind of network that we might if we were still living in the place where we were growing up. And so it's easy for us to have this conversation, but it's easy to take for granted that for other people, this is a scary thing coming out as an atheist.
I haven't lived in the Bible Belt. I lived in Bradenton, Florida, which...
There's no shortage of churches in Bradenton and Sarasota, Florida, where we're from.
But Bradenton's decidedly more Christian than Sarasota.
Right?
You can get that feeling. You go there, you see the bumper stickers, there's just a lot more of them. People just have that attitude more so than Sarasota. But I basically just tossed off whatever my beliefs were, you know, just publicly said, nope, not for me. And at 15 or 16, and it didn't really, other than the church where I went trying to kick me out, and they did successfully do that at some point, which I think is, you know, just goes to show what churches really are all about. They're exclusionary groups. They're not really intending to
love their enemy.
Right. They don't want to do that. You know, I just was hanging out with the people that I'd gone to youth group with for years and
asking
questions.
I feel like when I was a Christian, atheists were just another group that we were kind of, they were demonized in church, like grouped in with all the other sinners of the world. Right. And so I know I kind of get a vibe from certain people if I know that they're religious. Just the fact that they say they're Christian isn't enough for me to not want to tell them what I believe, but you can tell sort of by the way they talk about their faith if they're going to be comfortable with the idea that they're standing in front of an atheist or not, right? Some Christians are fine with that, and they actually like see it as an opportunity to talk to you.
It's one thing if you meet a Christian for the first time, and you're already an atheist, and you don't know this person, right? So you meet them at a bar, you're at some sort of an event, and a conversation happens, and it goes off into theology, and then you present your beliefs, and they present theirs, and that's one thing when you're kind of coming
in. You're on equal footing.
On equal footing. But it's another thing entirely when you've grown up with a certain group of people, and you've lived in a way that they have created expectations for you.
Yes.
So you've gone to church. So, for instance, for me, I went to church, even though I didn't like it. And I don't remember at any point really liking it very much. And I started asking myself questions about this religion, and the answers weren't any good. And so eventually I came out as an atheist to my parents. But I didn't bother to tell any of these other people. I just stopped going to church. But I could see how the fear... My parents weren't a really churched family. Like, we went to church maybe every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks or something like that. It wasn't an everyday. There weren't Bibles everywhere. There weren't quotes from Jesus like some people's houses. And so I can only imagine what it's like to live in that kind of fully religious, religious-sized household.
So they were concerned for your immortal soul kind of thing?
My parents?
Yes.
Not so much.
No?
No, my parents were supportive of me when I came out. I didn't know what was going to happen, though, when I came out. But I wasn't as intricately networked in the religious world as some people are.
You weren't a project of theirs.
For those people to come out, this is like possibly world, earth-changing, earth-shattering sure. event. And if you want to share your experience, maybe you did come out and it went well, or not so much. 855-453, or maybe you're still in the closet.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. Are you still in the closet as an atheist or agnostic? Not necessarily as a gay person, the other kind of in the closet.
You know, you just could go the other direction, though. You could be in an atheist or agnostic family and decide that you're a Christian.
That's an Excellent point. Yeah. How often does that happen?
I mean, as bad as some Christians might be about people deciding, their children deciding they're atheists, I've met a lot of atheists that I think would just lose their if their kid decided they were going to be a Christian.
Right. I think that people try to make their children into little projects.
I think it's very difficult not to do that.
And it also concerns me. I see it in the libertarian movement where people say, let's have kids for liberty. And the suggestion is that you will pass on your beliefs to your children. They'll pass on their beliefs. But that's not how beliefs work. You don't just genetically implant a belief into your kid's mind once you have the baby.
Well,
Your kid's going to think for themselves, and you can have religious parents and not be religious yourself.
That's certainly true. You could also have atheist parents and not be atheist as well.
You can.
And you could have libertarian parents and go total commie if you want to. I mean, because if you think about the way the relationship children have with their parents, at least in American culture, is typically that they'll go the opposite of where their parents go.
I don't think that's typical at all. I'm not even close to typical. And plus, people... if these are good ideas,
but it's common. How about
that? If the ideas are good, it is not uncommon if your parents are, don't understand your personality type. They try to force you into things. When you take a certain personality type and you try to force it to do something, you're going to get a bad result, i.e. you. You can't be forced to do much of anything.
Could it be that people are mixing in their religious beliefs with other weird stuff? Like, say you were a parent and you were a Christian, but you thought that it was okay for your child to be gay. Well, maybe your kid's more likely to accept Christianity. But if you're very dogmatic about your beliefs, then maybe your children are more likely to reject them.
So we'd love to hear from you on this, 855-450-FREE. I want to know if you're closeted religious, or I like Mark's twist on it, if you are a closeted atheist, which is probably more common than being closeted religious, but it would be very interesting if somebody was closeted religious in an atheist family. I'd be curious to know what that was like, or if you'd come out, if you want to tell your coming out story, how was that accepted by the people in your life? 855-450-FREE. And we'll get back to more of the stories of the college students here and what they've been experiencing as well. But I want to let you know about blockchain.info. It is an online Bitcoin wallet, and it's available in smartphone form as well. For those of you with Android phones, you can download the blockchain app from the Android store. It makes it easy to send and receive payments worldwide with Bitcoin, this wonderful decentralized currency that is seems to be taking the world by storm. The price point is amazing. Bitcoin's worth, I didn't check the price today. Is it around $650, $700?
$625
today. So it's just an incredible phenomenon. Of course, we've talked a lot about Bitcoin and we'll continue to do so. But if you want to start, the starting point is blockchain.info to get that first free Bitcoin wallet from blockchain, which also comes with great features. And if you've got an iPhone, unfortunately, Apple pulled their app from the store because Apple apparently hates Bitcoin. But you can still visit blockchain.info on your browser. They've got an HTML5 wallet, which should work just fine with any old smartphone. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. The question from the Telegraph here is America losing faith? And they talk about atheism being on the rise, at least in poll numbers, but still in the shadows as far as people's individual lives. There's a group of what are called free thinkers over at Virginia Tech, and it contains a broad spectrum from lifelong atheists who grew up in skeptical families to homeschooled Baptists, evangelical Catholics, and even a young man who was brought up in a Dominionist cult dedicated to establishing a theocracy in America. Caroline, not her real name, is a graduate research chemist who is about to hit the job market and is afraid that her atheism will be held against her.
In the job market?
She says, I'm more concerned about getting a job than losing one. I know they Google you, and while I can't hide my atheism, I don't really want to advertise it. If the person hiring is a person of faith, which is more likely than not around here, that could easily be the difference between a job and no job. And I have student loans. I need a job. She's not alone in her fears. Another student who's applying for graduate school told how his father recommended he delete any references to atheism from his Facebook page. Because, on Facebook, it's just got religion. And then right underneath it, most people will put their answer. So if somebody puts atheist there, I could definitely see how they'd be concerned that that would not bode well for their job prospect chances in the Bible Belt.
I've never had a, I haven't had too much concern about that myself. I mean, I post all kinds of things to my Facebook page that I wouldn't say to my boss or I wouldn't bring up to my boss.
But yet your boss is a friend of yours on Facebook.
No, right? No. I wouldn't add people from work. I would not go out of my way to keep anything from them, but I feel like you shouldn't let work interfere with who you are outside of work too much.
It makes a certain amount of sense just if you're in the working world or, you know, for whatever reason, to have a dummy account, to have an account that's your full name or whatever, and, you know, have some close friends and relatives on it, and every once in a while do something that's bland and tasteless on it. You know, bland and without, tasteless isn't the right term.
Right, something that won't offend.
Right, something vanilla, I guess, is what I mean. Whereas then you maintain this other page where you can send the person from high school. Yeah, you really want to be friends. Well, this is my real account. You send them over there and they can, see you there. And that way you've got this sock puppet that you maintain that is, in fact, your real name, and it'll probably keep you in better shape.
That's a good suggestion.
What you'll find a lot of atheists, especially newly converted atheists, is they really want to spread the news. I've got a little quote here from a friend who on Facebook who's, a very outspoken atheist, and he says, "Why can't I just keep my atheism to myself? Because there are just some people out there who think it's okay to trample human rights of others because their God says so. Because there are people that think that a child should be taught fairy tales in school instead of facts. Who think it's right to pray over the sick and a sick child instead of getting them medical care, even if it means they die." And, of course, it just goes on and on here. And
is that the definition of a strong atheist?
That's the term I would use for it. Yeah. And, a strong anything. I don't care whether you're talking about Ford and Chevy here. You're gonna have, you're gonna create enemies.
There's no doubt about that. So the individual who was told by his father to not put atheist on Facebook rejected the advice on principle, but remains unsure what the consequences will be. For other members in the group, the biggest fear is being shunned at home. John says, and he's a graduate student in his 30s. He says, "I've lost a lot of friends." He grew up being homeschooled by his Southern Baptist parents, but gave up his faith after an intellectual rebellion against the church's creationist teaching. Now, of course, it's worth pointing out that if they were your friends, you wouldn't have lost them. If they were really your friends, would they have ostracized you over finding out that you were, in point of fact,
the Bible's clear. You should not be yoked with an unbeliever.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if it's your best friend and they go atheist and you're a strong believer, you're supposed to.
All right. We'll come back with more here. Is that Southern Baptist? Are they pretty hardcore?
I couldn't tell you who's going to say what. Everybody's going to interpret that verse differently.
I want to hear your experience if you want to share. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Allie will be telling us about a six-hour standoff with a SWAT team that ended without a bang, apparently. We'll give you the details on that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So we've been talking about atheism. And I'm not an atheist anymore. I was for a period of time. But I still...
Me too, Allie?
Yes.
Atheist?
You are an atheist?
Well, I guess I'll say atheist, although there's a lot of atheists that I feel like come on way stronger and say things that I would never claim to know. Does that make sense? I don't want to be grouped in with all the atheists because a lot of them are dumb. They say dumb stuff about, like, they make
claims. Like what's one dumb thing?
Like, something an atheist might say is that atheists might suggest that they also might be nihilists, too, and they might group that in.
As in they believe in nothing?
They believe in absolutely nothing. And that if you're saying, you know, man, I had a good day today, I really deserved it, and you somehow suggest that, you know, there's some kind of interlinkage in life or some patterns going on there mm-hmm. that you perceive, then they'll say, no, it's all random.
Yes. Okay, I get where you're coming from. So you don't believe in a God, which would make you an atheist.
It's more like I have no reason to believe in this God, which everyone makes decisions around and puts a lot of faith in their existence. I don't believe in some kind of human-like entity which is paying attention to us or anything like that. I reject what most people who believe in God think of when they say God.
So that sounds
But the way you describe God, I don't necessarily say that's not real.
Uh-huh. Okay, so like I would, as a panentheist, say that everything and everything else that's not a thing is God. So that which is and which isn't, so the metaphysical and the physical, that is God. So that's not as objectionable to you.
Well, there's nothing really there to object to. You're just defining God differently than most people.
Yeah, rocks, trees, that's God.
There's nothing to object to there.
Stars.
Well, there's. Solar I think there's wind. There's a little bit more to it than that.
There can be if you want it to be. I mean, you know.
Huh. But without getting into all that, I want to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to share your experience, what we're sharing with you right now is a Telegraph story, and we're going to continue with it here in a moment. But I want to let you know about ProXPN first. ProXPN brings you those toll-free lines, and it is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted, meaning that when it leaves your laptop or your smartphone or your desktop computer, it's already been encrypted. Your internet service provider is no longer able to see what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging everything that you do. They're logging all the websites you visit, all the search terms that you enter, maybe logging them for as long as 5 years in some ISP's cases. So if you want to protect your privacy, go and get ProXPN. You can do it right now. It's free. ProXPN.com/FTL. Now, there's a premium tier to this service that you're going to be interested in if you like the idea of protecting your privacy, because this is $5 a month when you use our discount code FTL20. On the annual plan, it's $5 a month to protect you from your ISP snooping on you, admins on, you know, so you're at a coffee shop snooping on what you're doing, people sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets, protect you from all that, protect your location online because it's global. With their premium account, you can select which server worldwide that you connect to, and that means it makes it look like you're coming from that server location, not your actual location. And again, $5 a month over at proxpn.com/FTL. But you need this code, FTL20, which is what saves you 20% on the price of whichever kind of an account you want. There's the 6-month deal, there's the full year, and then there's the monthly. You'll save 20% by using code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, get signed up for it. It's great. And again, you can try it out for free. When you go up to the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You can use torrents. There's no limitations on the service with a premium account. So proxpn.com/FTL. You can save even more by paying with Bitcoin and the Bitcoin. There's no code for that. You just have to pay with the Bitcoin for the annual plan, and you get the price break. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. We can talk more about religion, but we've also got Mike on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNMT. Hey, Mike.
How are you doing there?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All righty. A couple days ago, I get to listen to you at work, and you had mentioned some thoughts about police officers. I grew up in a little town where our house was the police station for 10 years, and it was just my dad and another person as the police there. And I can only tell you, like I tell my son and everybody else, there's good and bad at everything in this world. You're not good because you're one thing, and you're not bad because you're another. And typically, if my dad stopped somebody for drinking and driving, he would say, look, if you pull your car over, lock it up, I'll take you home, bring you back tomorrow.
And good on him.
Our cop cars used to say to protect and serve. Now it's enforce. And I could see where the trend is going.
And well, I feel like in certain departments, like if it was just, you know, your dad and another person who are the police, they probably got to use their own discretion in a lot of cases. But there are some departments where if you refused to say, you know, handcuff someone because they had weed on them, that you would not last long in this department. Or certain departments you would work for, that you're at some point going to have to do something that I find extremely morally questionable. Otherwise, you would have been kicked out a long time ago. And so I know that if you've been with this department for long enough, that you're someone who's done things that I don't think you should be able to do.
Well, in a lot of cases, Allie, there's a kind of a probationary period where once the person is hired on, there may be a year where they have to basically do everything they're told. And if they don't, then they won't keep the job. But then after that, maybe they could go easier on people. because then they're not, you know, once you get that tenure, I guess, for lack of a better term,
they've been indoctrinated, kind of locked in.
Well, I mean, that's not true, Mark. I mean, we know that people in the police departments around the country are using discretion in a lot of ways. Yeah. They are looking the other direction when it comes to marijuana in a lot of ways. But a lot of those guys may have gone through what you're talking about, Ali, where they did things that they didn't want to do, but they did it because they felt they had to do it, you know, to keep the job. Mike, definitely appreciate your thoughts. Continue if you had more. I think you did.
Well, one thing you got to remember, now this was back in the 60s, and as our town started to incorporate more and there was more officers hired, actually the two of my dad's biggest things that was told to the officers were, don't take bribes and don't fix tickets in the woods with the females. And unfortunately, in my experience, I've been an armed guard off and on for years, and I was an armed guard in one of the worst cities in the Midwest, and I never had a problem, and I always looked at if people were hurting people. You know, if you're doing your thing, it didn't bother me. I never tried marijuana. It didn't bother me. I think they should legalize it. But I looked, if somebody was doing their thing, I would just say, if you stand here, then my captain don't smell it, and I don't have to run you out. And I looked if there was harm being brought to the people or not.
That's the way to do it, man.
Jeopardy, then that's a different story, but most people, if they were drinking, and the saddest part was they wanted us to kick people out of a bus station in the wintertime, and I couldn't do that. I would just tell them to move to a different area after a couple hours so that they wouldn't think you're there all night.
Awesome. I really appreciate that, and that it's those stories that go unsung. You know, to me, those are the cops that are really doing good. A lot of good in the world is not hurting people when otherwise they're under orders to do so, and actually going after real violent people. That I can appreciate, and I appreciate your call tonight, Mike. Thanks for sharing those thoughts with us.
I honestly didn't realize that there still existed today positions where you could be a police officer and use discretion to that extent.
Well, sure, as long as you're not being watched. I mean, if the captain's standing there watching you do something like that, that could get you in some hot water if you know the captain's a real stick in the mud. But
aren't they usually supervised? And if you're not making enough arrests for nonviolent crimes, then they're going to notice that.
Well, it depends. So, yes, some departments have departmental averages for things like ticketing. So I remember we talked about a story with the Highway Patrol. I don't know if it was Pennsylvania or where it was. But they admitted to having what they called a departmental average. This was their legalese term to get around the word quota. So it wasn't a quota. It was a departmental average. And if you were above the average, you're a good officer. If you're below the average, you need work. And so it was the average number of tickets was what they were writing. I don't know if they were so concerned about writing marijuana tickets versus just tickets.
Right.
So it's obviously easier to catch people for speeding and things like that.
Marijuana's a big moneymaker, though.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day, and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up 9 years, VHS rental overdue. What happened to the lady? We'll give you the details. Yep, that's right. It wasn't good. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We will, by the way, you have to send a contact request first before you can Skype in. Then you'll be good to go. Plus, on the way, Allie will be telling us about a six-hour standoff with an empty apartment. And we'll get into all that. But what we started the show tonight with was kind of an in-depth story over at the Telegraph in the UK talking about atheism being on the rise in the United States. But yet, in a lot of cases, the people who are those atheists are not necessarily open about that because they are afraid of being ostracized. One young man in the story, a Southern Baptist, when he was growing up, was afraid to come out. He says when he did, he lost a lot of friends. When he told who he thought were his friends about his beliefs, he lost them. And sometimes people will think you're crazy if you're a Free State Project participant. If you tell your friends and family, hey, I think liberty is so important, I'm going to see you guys later and move to New Hampshire. That can be looked at as a pretty crazy thing to do as well, to come out and ostensibly kind of cut connections or at the very least leave. Obviously, you can still be connected to the people that you knew, but you can't ever be as connected if you're not physically in the same presence with your loved ones. So to cut off all of that and go to New Hampshire, that seemed like a pretty crazy thing. But there are.
I was certainly told that about my choice to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I was told.
It's cold up there. It's crazy.
Well, no. It had nothing to do with the weather.
Oh, really?
It had all to do with, you're wasting your time. You're not going to make a difference up there. Nothing's going to change. You know, stay here where we are and do whatever you
where things are familiar.
Yeah, and I understand these are friends, and I wish I could be with those friends, and that'd be awesome. But the fact is they were wrong. We've been here 7 or 8 years now, Ian. I don't know what the 2006,
yeah.
Labor Day 2006, and the things they said. Well, they said nothing would change, right? So it's like very amorphous. So maybe they're right in their own minds. Not enough has changed or whatever. But to my mind, frankly, this is about what I expected the Free State Project to do, and probably about half the time I expected it to do it. So
yeah, and we haven't even really gotten started yet. The official move hasn't happened. So the idea of the Free State Project is to get 20,000 liberty-loving people to coalesce their efforts all in the same geographic area. We've got over 1,500 who are here now. Over 15,000 are pledged to move, however, and we want to get to that 20,000 number. So when we get to 20,000, then there will be a 5-year window of time when all 20,000 have to make the move here. So really, we're still in the early mover stages. Even though this thing's been going on for a decade, we haven't hit the actual goal. We're working toward that. We're 75%+ the way toward that goal. And part of the idea is to focus efforts. And that's what's working. That's why it's working, to bring liberty-minded people together. And that's what's going to be happening this week, actually, and it's going to come up fast. The Liberty Forum is starting on Thursday. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Allie, is it your first Liberty Forum this
year? No, I've been to one before. I usually just kind of pop in, but this will be my first time doing my own show, ALP, Liberty Forum.
You'll be broadcasting live from Liberty Forum, as will we, and it'll be great. It'll be a good time. Looking forward to seeing a lot of you, our listeners, there. It's February 20th through the 23rd, so that's this weekend, starting Thursday. And from what I understand, Thursday's free. So if you just want to kind of come up for a day, you can do that. That's no problem.
How awesome.
And so tickets are still available. The hotel itself is sold out. You may be able to find a room to crash in if you talk to enough people, but otherwise you might have to stay in a hotel down the road. But nhlibertyforum.com, go there. You can't get registered right now. They've closed registrations as of Friday.
Yeah, you register at the door.
You can just come to the door and see us and see all kinds of people there, hundreds of liberty-minded people all in the same hotel this weekend. And, of course, if you can't make it up, we will bring you kind of the inside scoop, because we'll be, again, there broadcasting live every night. nhlibertyforum.com, go there and learn more about the event. But what I was saying was, it could be difficult to radically or appear to radically change your belief system with people that you've known for your entire life.
I wanted to comment on the whole idea of losing friends over
coming out as an atheist.
Right. Coming out as an atheist or any kind of thing like that, is that whenever someone says, "I lost friends over it," what we're assuming is that they had, you know, they had an honest discussion with their friends, and the friends just disowned them because they didn't like what they had to say. But I also want to, like, point out the scenario that sometimes happens is when someone has grown up religious, or like me, they decided to be religious, and then they decided that that wasn't the truth anymore, then that can come with a great deal of frustration, at least at first. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm not angry at Christians or Christianity or Jesus anymore.
Okay.
But at first, I was upset.
I was raised in such a Christian environment that I think I need therapy over it. I mean, that's the way it is I have such anger around Christianity. I try not to focus that on Christians. I'm really not angry at Christians. I'm angry at a belief system that I think that that I disagree with.
But when you first started to come around to becoming an atheist, were you not, was your state of mind surrounding religion one where you could have a civil conversation with someone about it? Or were you going to lose friends no matter what, as long as they were Christian?
I've always been kind of loud.
I feel like whenever I'm having a conversation where I feel super strongly, or even like I've been wronged or lied to about what they're saying, then it's hard to have a conversation that's honest and where you can accept one another because the emotions are running high. So, like, if I said I lost friends because I was an atheist, you know, maybe 3 years ago, it might have been more of my fault than it was their fault. I might have been really mean to them because they were Christian.
Sure, that's certainly a possibility. Yeah, so we don't know the individual stories as to why their friends ostracized them. We don't get that level of detail from this story here at the Telegraph. But they are telling us, statistics and personal encounters here. So I'm going to continue with the story. As a sign of how strong religion remains, polls show that a third of Americans still believe in the most literal form of young earth creationism, that is, that the world was created in 7 days, 6,000 years ago.
Tell me that again. Read that line one more time.
One third of Americans still believe that the earth was created 6,000 years ago in 7 days.
Hold on
a second. All living animals were saved by Noah in his ark.
How do they know that? I feel like a lot of people who would say, I'm a creationist, sure, I think that God created everything, are people who would say those words being lumped in. Because I think that a lot of people who...
We don't know what the poll question was, Al. You're correct. We don't have that detail.
Right. Like, I might be considered a creationist if one uses a really broad definition of creation because, you know, I think that there may or may not be some intelligent being or beings or combinations of all of us. I don't know.
But they did make it clear here. This is young earth creationism,
right. Yeah.
Which means something specific. John adds, I wish there had been groups like this when I was an undergraduate. He's talking about a group of atheists and agnostics at his college in Virginia Tech. He says, it has taken me a long time to rebuild my life after coming out. My parents know I don't believe, but most of their friends do not. The difficulty of speaking openly about non-belief is reflected in wider American society, when atheism is more often expressed than it used to be, or while it is more often expressed, thanks partly to prominent atheists like Brad Pitt, the actor, or Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. There's still only one declared non-believer among the 535 members of the U.S. Congress. And despite changing attitudes among the millennial generation, Christian groups caution against reading too much into the rise of the nuns, that is, people who do not affiliate with religion.
I think this is that Bernie Sanders fellow, would be my guess, who is the one declared non-believer in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, did he do it after he got elected? Because incumbency is incredibly powerful. And also, he does represent, I mean, Vermont is the number one most unchurched state.
I believe that's true.
New Hampshire being the second, and then maybe Maine the third?
I don't know.
Reasonable guess.
It's
usually the three of us together for most things.
So the Christian groups are seizing on the fact that surveys show a majority of that group still believe in God, that is, millennials, or some kind of higher power, even if they don't go to a formal church. The continued power of that church is visible in Lynchburg, some 90 miles drive north of Virginia Tech. The town is home to Liberty University, a college for evangelical Christians, opened by Jerry Falwell, the 1970s televangelist whose moral majority helped drive the Reagan Revolution and the resurgence of the religious right. Religiosity might be declining among the young, but the university, now run by his son, is booming like never before, with some 13,000 students on campus, nearly 100,000 more online, and $1.2 billion endowment from the bank. Johnny Moore, the senior vice president there, says, from our perspective, we don't feel like we're a dying breed. We feel like we're on the crest of a wave. He goes on to say that that atheists are not becoming more numerous, just more vocal.
Does he have statistics for that one?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, Europe has definitely gone much more atheist, and I would suspect you could expect Western culture generally to move that direction, would be my guess.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And still to come, the VHS rental from 9 years prior leading to problems. It's Free Talk Live.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.